So, Eddie, what inspired you to turn your everyday classroom lessons into a YouTube channel, into your WooTube channel?
Well, I can first tell you what wasn't the idea. I never imagined that many people outside of my classroom would ever be interested in these kinds of things because, you know, they're just, it's my everyday classroom. There's nothing special about it. But I did have a student, this is like 6 years ago now, and he was missing a whole lot of school because he was actually unwell. He was diagnosed with cancer, and so he'd be away from school for weeks at a time. And I remember when I was in high school, if I missed like even a day, I would feel like, oh, I'd come back the next day and have no idea what the teacher was talking about. And it wasn't enough, I think, to just sort of hand him a textbook, this student who was missing class. So that's why I thought maybe if I had videos of my actual lessons, he could kind of keep up with us and, yeah, be able to just pick up where he left off as soon as he returned. That was the whole idea behind it.
Wow. Has maths always fascinated you? Is it something that you always saw yourself gravitating towards?
Maths is kind of, yes, it's fascinated me, but it wasn't something I thought I would gravitate towards because when I was at school, I was not very good at mathematics. I never got great, you know, grades or marks in my exams. But I did find a subject which I thought, you know, it's kind of a little bit like, you know, some people when they listen to classical music, because maybe they've got the training for it, they're like, oh, I know what this piece of music is trying to do. And I kind of listen and think, yeah, I mean, I can understand why someone might find this amazing, but I don't appreciate it. Or the same thing with fine art. And that's the way I used to think of maths. I kind of viewed it from the outside and never really comprehended it myself.
Well, you certainly comprehend it now, and all your students do as well. Was it, I guess, when was the moment for you when you realized, wow, there is a lot of people learning from my online videos, from my interaction with the interwebs? Was there a moment for you where it kind of all clicked and you were like, oh, wow, this is actually really helping people?
Yeah, I think I could probably point to a couple of different times. One was when I was just out at the shops and I think I was actually buying, like, this sounds really embarrassing, but just like chicken wings from the butcher. And the boy who was serving me, when I asked him for, you know, 2.5 kilos, he kind of gave me this sort of funny look and he didn't say anything, but I was like, what's that about? And then when I gave him my money, he came back with change and he said, this is going to sound really weird, but are you a math teacher? And I was like, yes. How did you know? And he was like, oh, yeah, like someone in my class told me about your videos and I've been using them to revise for the HSC. And I was like, whoa,
this is
like gone way beyond. Yeah, exactly. And then the second time I can think of is when I was working at a university, kind of speaking to a bunch of people training to become teachers. And he was trying to explain to them, you know, some important principles of teaching. And at the end of my talk, this young woman came up to me and she said, look, you don't know who I am. I'm from Orange and, you know, I've come to Sydney to study and become a teacher because when I was at school, no one was doing the top level of math. So I had to do it by distance. And I actually watched your videos and they made me really excited about becoming a teacher myself. So here I am because
wow.
of your videos. I was like, are you for real? Like there was this huge impact that, you know, this has made on the direction of her life, which I could never have imagined I would have the opportunity to have.
That's amazing. I really hope that they didn't charge you for those chicken wings. I hope he gave them to you sneaky for free.
I can't remember now, but it was just a blur and I was like, oh my goodness, how can this happen when people out in the real world are actually
yeah.
using this? So it's been a real surprise, but it's a lie.
That's amazing. Now, being named one of the world's top 10 teachers must have been pretty amazing as well.
That was surreal. I mean, we were in Dubai, and the Global Teacher Prize is kind of like the Nobel Prize for teaching, I guess. And it was sort of this incredibly opulent occasion, and it was just so wonderful to see people value the work of teachers, which I think is so important for society, and be able to celebrate that. It was just a huge privilege to be part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you are appearing at the Sydney Writers Festival at the end of the month, which is very exciting, talking about your book, Eddie Wu's Wonderful World of Maths. What can people expect from that appearance at the Writers Festival? Is it going to be a math lesson? Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, this is all about, the book was something that I wrote out of, I mentioned before that, you know, maths is not something I really appreciated as a teenager, but as I became a teacher and started to communicate it to others, I thought, wow, there is so much more to this subject than I realized. It was like I sort of gained an ear for this music that I'd never been able to appreciate before. So I hope that when people come along to the Writers' Festival, what they'll be able to experience is kind of a new perspective, a way to look at maths that for many people who maybe closed the door on that and said, that's just not for me, I'd invite you to maybe give it another shot and experience it with me and see if it's something that actually you might be able to appreciate and even enjoy.
Wow. Now, before I let you go, I know it's a bit of a big question, Mr. Wu, but what's next for you? You've kind of conquered so much. What do you see as the future being for Eddie Wu?
Yeah, that's a great question. Look, this is really tricky to answer because I know that I have a really bad track record of trying to predict my own future. if you'd said to me 5 years ago, you know, that you'd write a book or host a TV series or, you know, be named in the top 10 teachers in the world, I would have just laughed in your face. So one thing I can know is, you know, I want to be open to the future. But the other thing that I can most confidently say is that I love working with young people and helping them understand the world through mathematics, but also to sort of unlock for themselves. Yeah, that's, for me, the best thing about being a math teacher, that, you know, people come into this subject thinking, oh, I can't do this. That's impossible. It's too hard for me. Mm-hmm. And I get to kind of open their eyes to say, no, you know what? I think you're more capable than you realize. And I love to work in that space. So as long as I can remain in schools and do that, I'll be very happy.
Well, Mr. Wu, I've seen it happen firsthand. My sister loved your math classes and she did very well as a result. I will have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolute pleasure, Jess. Thanks. Have a good one.